Exiting Border Chief Mayorkas Parole Inflow to Hit 1.5 Million Migrants. By Neil Munro on January 15, 2025. President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief will likely have imported 1.5 million illegal migrants via his quasi-legal parole programs by the time both men exit their offices on January 20. The progressive inflow of 1,468,490 migrants by Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is reported in the department's inflow numbers for December 2024. In December, CBP, Customs and Border Protection, processed almost 44,000 individuals at ports of entry with information submitted in advance through CBP One cell phone app. Since the appointment scheduling function in CBP One was introduced in January 2023 through the end of December 2024, more than 936,500 individuals have successfully entered the United States. Through the end of December, about 531,690 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans arrived lawfully and were granted parole under the parole processes. Specifically, 110,970 Cubans, 213,150 Haitians, 96,270 Nicaraguans, and 120,760 Venezuelans were vetted and authorized for travel. Overall, the Cuban-born Mayorkas has pulled in more than 8 million legalized, quasi-legal, and illegal migrants despite the U.S. economy, regardless of the immense harm to Americans. The parole programs cut a huge loophole in the nation's border laws by granting humanitarian parole to a huge population of economic migrants. The parole provision was intended for a small number of emergency cases, such as sick airline passengers. Mayorkas has also opened many doorways for hundreds of thousands of foreign graduates to take the decent white-collar jobs sought by young and experienced U.S. graduates. Much of this white-collar inflow consists of Indian graduates using H-1B visas to reach the kickback-funded hiring managers who create jobs for unskilled co-ethnics by firing skilled Americans. Since 2022, the GOP has been unable to use its majority in the House to block funding for the inflow. That failure happened partly because the GOP coalition includes members who loudly oppose illegal migration, but are loath to oppose the Democrats' United Front for Migration. It is not clear if Joe Biden fully backed or even trusted Mayorkas. But Mayorkas' unpopular policies were protected by a clique of top officials in the White House, Senator Chuck Schumer's control of the gavel in the Senate, and the PR funding provided by the Forward.us group of West Coast consumer economy investors. Mayorkas' preference for migrants over Americans has caused huge damage to ordinary Americans. Mayorkas' migrants are being used in the United States as cheap workers, apartment-sharing renters, and government-funded consumers. That demographic stimulus inflates the size of the U.S. economy and skews the flow of money toward investors. For example, his massive inflow of cheap and compliant labor has forced down American wages, pushed up their mortgages, and lifted their housing rents by roughly 20%. It has also shrunk the workplace automation that can help Americans earn more money each day, and that would help companies keep ahead of China's high-tech manufacturing centers. Related, Biden admin continues releasing migrants in Texas border town. The economic damage caused by Mayorkas migrants also spiked homelessness among the Americans who could not afford housing amid the flood of government-subsidized migrants. An estimated 771,480 people were homeless on a single night in January 2024, rising 18% from 2023, said the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, according to a December 27 report by the AFP News Agency. His unwillingness to guard Americans' borders also killed many Americans, including aspiring nurse Lacan Riley, who was killed by a migrant in 2024 who had been loosed by Mayorkas. Mayorkas' invitation to economic migrants also killed thousands of migrants at sea, in jungles, in snowstorms, rivers, and scrublands. There were two images of his treacherous journey north that he couldn't get out of his head. Albinson Linners from Telemundo.com wrote in January 2023 about a Venezuelan migrant named Johan Torres. The first was how a migrant person who resisted a robbery in Mexico was killed with a machete. The other happened in the Panama jungle, when he saw a man leave behind his young daughter, waist-deep in mud. He left her there, lying in the mud and crying. And I couldn't do anything because I was dying of exhaustion. But I can't forget that, he said with tears in his eyes. The loss of the extracted migrants from their home countries also reduces home country investment and economic development. His migration also deflates local opposition to corruption and dictatorships. Worse, the migrants work hard to send many billions of dollars back to their poor families, so indirectly aiding the dictatorships in Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, and many other countries. Mayorkas' support for the post-1990 establishment policy of extraction migration has caused the most visible damage in Haiti. Gangs have grown stronger and have killed many locals because Mayorkas granted thousands of brain drain visas to Haiti's police, teachers, and doctors. Nonetheless, Mayorkas has repeatedly boasted of his welcome for migrants. It's a moment of tremendous pride in the people whom I have worked alongside and supported for 4 years, Mayorkas told PBS in an exit interview on January 14. Related, exclusive, 1,500 migrants cross border into Texas in 6 hours. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot who said his border management is all about achieving equity between Americans and foreigners, which is really the core founding principle of our country. But many of his equity migrants have died or have been victimized. Others have been raped or used as prostitutes. Mayorkas repeatedly insisted the border was secure and rejected any criticism of his deadly, elite-backed wealth-shifting policies. We cannot have the rights and the needs of individuals who are seeing humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes, he told ABC News in 2023. Amid reports of growing poverty among Americans in the migrant-flooded town of Springfield, Ohio, Mayorkas claimed in October 2024 that the town has blossomed by reason of the infusion of individuals from another country. In February 2023, Mayorkas said Congress laws are less important than his pro-migration priorities. Our goal is to achieve operational control of the border, with policies that really advance the security of the border, and do not come at the cost of the values of our country, he said. Mayorkas repeatedly justified his inflow as vital for U.S. investors and companies. In September 2024, for example, he urged Americans to emulate Canada's breakneck immigration policy. We look to the north, with Canada. Canada takes a look at its market needs, and it says, you know what? We need 700,000 foreign workers to address our labor needs domestically. And, so, they build a visa system for that year to address the current market condition. And they say, we're going to bring in 1 million people. And it's market sensitive. We, in the United States, are dealing with numerical caps on labor-driven visas that were set in 1996. It's 2024. The world has changed. It is remarkable how there can be agreement that the visa system is broken and not have an agreement on a solution. The country is suffering as a result of it. 4 months later, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was forced out of office because of the vast damage caused to Canadians and Canada by his immigration policy. Mayorkas' mass migration policy also broke public acceptance of the elite-manufactured Cold War-era narrative that the United States is a nation of and for migrants. In November, Mayorkas' pro-migration policy played a central role in allowing Donald Trump to defeat Vice President Kamala Harris. That defeat was a huge setback for the Mayorkas' pro-migration agenda for the Democratic Party's interest groups, such as environmental groups, pro-welfare groups, and government unions. It also means President Trump will face massive pressure from ordinary Americans to roll back the wealth-shifting migration programs that were created by Mayorkas and billionaire allies. So far, Trump is zigzagging between his billionaires and the increasingly loud millions of white-collar and blue-collar voters that he will need to vote in the 2026 midterm elections.